Back in the mid-1980s, the French comedian Coluche set up a band called the Enfoirés, or the Tossers, along with other French stars, mainly from the world of entertainment. Every year since, the Enfoirés give a concert to raise money and awareness in the fight against exclusion and poverty. Now, a dozen or so stars of the French tech world have taken the initiative and joined together to form the Digitals. They recently gave their biggest concert to date at the VivaTech Fair in Paris, in front of more than 1,000 people from different startups. They belted out their version of the hit song Beggin' by Norwegian hip-hop band Madcon. Men are dressed in white shirts and black waistcoats, some of the women in jeans and high heels. While some of them have a good sense of groove, others look a little awkward, but their lack of experience in no way dampens their enthusiasm. In any case, it's not about being professional musicians, as Marion Moreau, head of the Sigfox Foundation and the brains behind all of this, explains.
The dream was to make them sing in one place, and this is the starting point of the Digitals and the Digital Association, federating entrepreneurs, tech entrepreneurs, artists, music, because music is life, and it's all about sharing moments, and to support a cause, to support young entrepreneurs, to give them a chance to be, you know,
in the limelight. Front of,
yeah, absolutely. So we have made a hard job on studio to prepare the concert. It was a good moment, but it was hard work, you know, because it's a lot of, you know, for many entrepreneurs that you've seen on stage, they are not singers. We are not singers. We're not professionals. So it's a lot of work for them, for us, sorry, a lot of effort to do, to be in front of people and on the public and an audience. But so, it's a nice experience.
So how many entrepreneurs are involved?
It's about 15 entrepreneurs, men and women, in France and in the USA.
So entrepreneurs from what kind of areas? Mainly tech type,
yeah,
startup?
Absolutely, because mainly tech for now, because it's my family in a way, because I'm specialized in the new technologies for a long time now. So Fanny Peschioda from My Little Paris, a famous newsletter, is involved. Ludovic Lemoine from Sigfox, developing a global network for IoT. Antoine Jouteau for Le Bon Coin, the main e-commerce website in France. You have Grégory Salinger from Vidressing, a startup that's selling products online. And other people, you know, that are involved in the project. And we tried once a year to organize a big concert, like here in Viva Technology, to support the cause, to support an entrepreneur, and this is Moussa Camara this year from Les Déterminés. Moussa Camara is a young entrepreneur, very, very, a lot of ideas in mind, because he's from Saint-Saint-Denis. Saint-Saint-Denis is, you know, like nowhere. No job, no future, no destiny out there. Everybody has just forgotten this area, this suburb of Paris. And Moussa has just decided to launch an association, Les Déterminés, to help other young entrepreneurs to be ready to start their own company, their own startup. And Moussa has just trained around 100 people, and he's just behind me.
Hello.
Moussa.
Moussa. Bonjour.
Moussa Camara.
Enchanté.
Enchanté.
The Déterminé is an intensive program to train a new generation of entrepreneurs, young people who want to succeed, whether they have skills or not, whether they have a good idea or not. What matters is the person, not the project. I founded my own telecom startup when I was 21, but I saw lots of young people around me who didn't dare to do the same. They hold back because they don't necessarily have the network, the support or the money. So this training course helps them to get a foot in the door. They can say to themselves, it is possible. We have similar values in the Digitals, these French tech entrepreneurs, such as sharing, helping one another, showing solidarity. You could feel it during the recording sessions and the rehearsals. We didn't all know one another beforehand, but now it feels like we're mates and we know we can call on them when we feel the need. That's also what makes this such a strong project. It gives out a positive message to France and to our own young people that we can be constructive and exchange ideas and have fun at the same time.
On peut changer les choses, on peut faire des choses constructives en s'amusant, mais aussi en étant ensemble.
One of the best dancers performing with the Digitals is undoubtedly Christian Camachung, a tall, striking French entrepreneur who took the six-week crash course with the Déterminé to learn how to set up his business, Afrisia, as quickly as possible.
I used to live in London for 10 years. I just came back in Paris to start my business. And I wanted to give back to my country, basically. But I have no idea about the French ecosystem, you know. And so basically, via the Déterminé, I had the opportunity to learn very quickly. So what attracted me is the fact it was very, very compact. Second of all, I learned too much stuff regarding media communication, regarding community management, regarding also fiscality, regarding content. We have also lawyers coming to help you out concerning your business. There is also classes concerning yourself, you know, because when you want to start a business, you have to know yourself first, you know what you really want, who you really are, and this is very important. Through the Déterminé, I managed to build two businesses. The first one is Afrisia, which is a free application which gives the ability to the user to find back his values. When you consume, usually you consume randomly. If with Afrisia, you can basically look for a business you want to consume. You look for, let's say, a shop, let's say a grocery shop, and your value is local, bio, made in France, and you will have all the grocery shop associated to these values. And you know, people lost what does it mean. You know, yeah, sure. People absorb marketing and so on. They forget who they really are. They forget how to be consistent. And Afrisia help user, consumer to be consistent, you know, to consume with consciousness, yeah?
So you were born in France, yeah. You went to
the UK.
UK
after my study, yeah.
So why did you come back?
Yeah, this is a very tricky question. A lot of people ask me this. But I have to remind you something, the difference between the French system, education system, and the British one, for instance. In France, I had the opportunity to have free education. In France, I had the pleasure to have a very efficient healthcare. In France, I have also a generous social system. So I just wanted to give it back to my country. That's all. And for sure, it would have been easier to do it in England. But the main idea for me was, okay, you know what? Let's try it in France. Friends give you something. Let's give something back. Let's find the equilibrium. You see
okay.
What I mean?
Yeah. Sure, yeah. When did you come back then?
1 year and a half, yeah.
Okay.
I used to be a banker, if I say.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Afrisia is an action. You know, people talk, write in the social media, but at some point you have to be an action. You know, I am an action man, and I will define myself as an achiever. And this term doesn't exist in France. So when people ask me who you are, I say an entrepreneur, but in real term, I am an achiever.
A high achiever.
Let's
You've
say,
done okay.
Yeah, but you know, you can always do better. Yeah. You see what I mean?
Marianne Morveau.
The entrepreneurs involved for the Digitals as well as Les Déterminés, they just want to give back something. They want to make sense for their life, to bring meaningful advices and not just to be a star, because stars are not existing, you know, on tech sector. We have to be modest, and they are all modest, and they want to give back something they have just learned from the past. This is the case for Fanny. She has a great success. Ludovic is a famous entrepreneur now in the French ecosystem, but this is not a point to be a star. A star are all the talents of Les Déterminés, because this is the future. This is tomorrow. This is the next leaders of France.
That's all for today's edition of Spotlight on France. From me, Alison Heard. Bye for now.